Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Odson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Odson. Odd news, Odson. See what we did there? The odd news with Odson.
Oh, yes, it's time for another edition of your favorite radio segment, The Odd News with Josh Odson.
That's some high praise. Now I got to clear that bar. Thanks for that, John.
Well, I didn't say it was mine. I said it was theirs.
Okay. Well, we begin with the New York Mets, who are just odd to begin with.
Very odd.
The Mets.
Hello, Bernie Madoff.
Posted a screenshot of a long announcement. One would imagine that it was the latest blunder of errors that seems to follow this franchise. But this wasn't one of those incidents, and it only took a few seconds to realize the admin of the social media was in on some Mets Twitter lore and was indeed trolling at a Hall of Fame level. The Mets posted a screenshot that was an announcement from GENY Mets Report. The announcement was regarding the future of the Mets fan page, which has often come under fire for lifting and stealing everyone else's content without giving proper accreditation. So, as the account was announcing its final send-off and would no longer be in use, the Mets decided to get in on the joke. Some might say punching down. This time, instead of simply retweeting the announcement, which is no longer an active account, the team put a screenshot of the announcement and shared it as an ode to what account owner Grant Pupura was accused of doing multiple times throughout the account's tenure.
Oh, petty. I love petty.
Yeah.
Pettiness. It always, if it's not involving you, if someone's not being petty to you specifically.
I'm not being petty right now, guys. No, you are.
It's so funny.
It is.
I love it. It's great. Is.
We go to Indiana. Excuse me.
Daleville. All right.
Indiana. You familiar Daleville? With Daleville?
Let me look it up.
Okay. A Fisher's man reportedly fled from several different agencies in a Ford Mustang before being caught. Michael Anthony Stancato, 20 years young, was arrested Saturday after being tasered by a Madison County Sheriff's deputy following the multi-county pursuit. According to documents, a Daleville police officer clocked Stancato going 84 in a 55 Saturday afternoon. The officer pursued the white Ford Mustang when Stancato laid on the gas and fled at a high rate of speed over 100 miles an hour. The Daleville officer stated Stancato nearly lost control of his Mustang several times before hitting a curb, and that's when the pursuit came to an end. As they were cuffing him, they were fighting on the ground. A taser had to be used. During that tussle, they told him, oh, you're going 100, you're going 100. Stancato said, no, I topped out at 170 at one point.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, this is the ultimate, like, braggadocio, right? This
guy's it's
like,
such a dude
no way,
thing.
No way I was only going 100.
Yeah.
This thing does 170, bro. He wasn't going out like that. He wasn't letting his buddies say, like, see him, oh, you got arrested at a high-speed chase and you were only going a hundy? Like, come on, man. You told us that car would go 170. He just had to get it on record. I was going 170, man.
It was totally 170.
Daleville is northeast of Indianapolis, by the way.
Okay. Now we know. Finally.
Yeah, I love that. The car brag. That's so good. I want this in the official record that I was going 170.
Let it be known.
Stang's got good jets, bro.
We go to Florida for our final story, as we tend to do on the Odd News. This year's Cadbury Bunny. Are you familiar with the annual Cadbury Bunny? Every year they name, like, this is the official Cadbury Bunny.
And it clucks like a chicken. Thing.
This year's Cadbury Bunny is a raccoon named Louie.
Okay.
The first of his species to earn the title. The company announced Louie the Raccoon, a two-year-old pet from Miami. That just fits. Was the winner of the sixth annual Cadbury Bunny tryouts and will have a role in the 2025 Cadbury Bunny tryouts commercial, an Easter tradition for the brand. Louie's owner, Jamie, rescued him. Oh, so it's a rescue raccoon. That's good. Adopt, don't shop. Am I right? Rescued him in 2021.
Especially for raccoons.
When he was deemed unfit to live in the wild, Cadbury said. The raccoon won the hearts of voters on Instagram with his friendly face and his special skill. Is there a talent portion of the Cadbury tryouts? Creating paintings. These paintings are then sold to benefit wildlife rescue and rehabilitation centers, a very wonderful cause. Each year we look forward to crowning a new Cadbury Bunny, especially this year where we engaged fans in a new way through our bracket-style competition. Oh, see, people love voting in a bracket. Hey, they'll vote for anything.
Look, if it's March and you're not doing a bracket and you're a brand that is socially oriented, you're doing it wrong, baby.
Absolutely. Louie follows in the footsteps of previous Cadbury Bunnies, including Crash the Rescue Cat, Annie Rose the Therapy Dog, Betty the Frog, Lieutenant Dan the Treeing Walker Coonhound, and Henry the English Bulldog. So it appears as though a bunny has never won the Cadbury Bunny competition.
Which, can we even call it the Cadbury Bunny competition then?
Why not call it the Cadbury Tryouts?
Well, what was the raccoon's name?
Louie.
Louie. You know what I have in common with Louie? I was also told by my wife that I'm not fit to live in the wild. So, there you go.
Absolutely.
Maybe I can win the Cadbury Bunny.
Why not try out? Why not? Well, let's get a human named.
I don't really have any special skills. I mean, that's my problem.
Can you paint?
I'm not really cute. I'm not really cuddly. I'm a little fuzzy.
Yeah, but you got some fuzz too.
Yeah, no special skills though. So, I'm probably a 16 seed at best.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Do you think they do 64 whole teams?
No, but I'm still a 16.
Okay.
All right. Is that it for Odd News?
That is the Odd News today.
Right. That's your Odd News with one Josh Odson. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to tell you what Clark Hunt said about being graded an F- as an owner. Do the Chiefs play in a dump?
I've heard, but don't disrespect the Chiefs.
How does Clark Hunt plan to fix it? We're going to tell you on the other side. It's Gunnar Happer Show, 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.